morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. If you tuned in last episode, we talked about getting on a roll and doing the good things you need to get on that roll, maintain it. This week, we follow that up with mind reading and meeting expectations. Both of these topics go hand in hand with getting on a roll. So, without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Have you ever been part of a sales call where there seemed to be little structure, where both parties seemed to be on different pages, where expectations were not met, and little was accomplished? Even worse, you expected something positive to occur but simply got a lukewarm response such as, "I need to think it over. Call me in a few days." Opportunities are squandered and the buyer seems to be in control. Diagnosis. All too often, sales calls are professional visits. Many visits are unstructured. Objectives are not determined or communicated. Premature presentations are usually the result. During the show up and throw up phase, an abundance of mind reading seems to take place. Assumptions are made that the buyer knows why you're there, why your latest and greatest offering is a no-brainer, and no clarification of purpose is needed. Most salespeople are poor mind readers. Prescription. The key to successfully taking the lead in the selling interview is to establish a closing expectation early in the meeting. You must first determine with your prospect the amount of time available for the meeting and what they would like to accomplish for it to be a successful meeting. Next, obtain permission to ask questions to get a better understanding of the prospect's problems and priorities, and agree that at the end of the meeting, at the very least, you'll make a decision as to whether or not to continue talking. If you have a very clear meeting agreement, you'll build tremendous rapport with the prospect, improve communication significantly because both parties have the opportunity to ask questions, eliminate premature presentations, get decisions, and eliminate think it over. In addition, our clients tell us that prospects visibly begin to relax when they hear that the seller is comfortable with hearing no. The meeting agreement is one of the most effective selling tools you'll ever own. Master it, and you're well on your way to becoming a true sales superstar. Critical thinking. How effective do you think you have been in setting the tone of the meeting up front? Even more, have you changed your approach to this since moving meetings to Zoom or phone or even email since COVID has hit? Let us know. The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts of the morning. This week we have one. Our environment, the world in which we live and work, is a mirror of our attitudes and expectations. That is from Earl Nightingale. And now the drill. First, update us on how things went last week. Did you accomplish everything you hoped to accomplish? What growth dynamics tactics did you use? And this week, what are your three goals, personal and or professional? And what growth dynamics tactics do you plan to deploy to accomplish them? Please be sure to send in your responses and we will get answers back to you quickly. If you need one-on-one coaching, do not hesitate to reach out and get that scheduled. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet.